Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. One of the many events that have been postponed on account of, to the disappointment of music fans, I should say, are summer concerts. From Pitchfork in Chicago to Summer Camp in Chillicothe, music festivals have announced cancellations or postponements during the COVID-19 pandemic, and even lingering in a record store to browse new music carries a certain level of risk right now. So we wanted to offer some summer music recommendation from artists both here in Central Illinois and around the world. Joining us to let us know what they're listening to is Christine Palin. She's performer and DIY show promoter in Urbana and is also a board member of Girls Rock CU, a nonprofit that empowers girls through music education. Christine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'd also like to welcome Brian Galecki, owner of Dumb Records in Springfield. In addition to selling records, they host a lot of local artists for shows, or at least they did in the before times. Brian, welcome to the 21st.
Hello, welcome. Thanks for having me.
And you can join the conversation by tweeting us your song recommendations at 21STShow, that's at 21st Show, or email us at talk at 21stShow. We're going to put together a Spotify playlist later with some of these recommendations from our guests and some from you as well. So, Christine, I want to begin with you. Unfortunately, no concerts, no shows this summer, at least not large ones in the next few weeks or months. But last year you saw an artist, Shamir, at a festival you played last summer. Can you tell us a bit about this artist?
Yeah, so Shamir is a vocalist, singer-songwriter, and guitarist based out of Los Angeles, I believe. And he's been making music since, I think his first record came out in 2014. And he just, his work ethic, he just moves so effortlessly between genres. And he's put out like 6 albums in 6 years, and like three EPs. And is just an incredible, hardworking musician. Already put out an album this year and is putting out another one later this year. The one earlier this year is an indie rock album, and it sounds like this one is going to be more pop. So the song I chose from him is his latest single, On My Own, which I adore.
All right, let's take a listen. All right, that's On My Own by Shamir. Brian, owner of Dumb Records in Springfield, I understand in addition to selling records, you all do a lot of shows for Illinois bands. How has that been this year?
Of course, with the pandemic coming into fruition back in mid-March, we had to pull the plug on everything, and it soon became really clear that we had to completely wipe out our calendar, which we had shows planned throughout the summer even. But all that is no more, of course. So we've been keeping afloat by focusing on the record store aspect. We've been fortunate enough to be able to constantly be shipping orders out to people and making deliveries kind of throughout this whole thing. So we're eager to get back to doing live shows, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And one of your summer music recommendations is actually a band from Springfield called Bottom Bracket. Yeah. Let's take a listen to their song, Sunrise. Yeah, that is Sunrise by Bottom Bracket. And of course, Sunrise is spelled S-O-N-R-I-S-E, a nod, I assume, to the iconic sign on the former right. Donut shop turns taco stand, Brian. Is that?
That is correct. Yeah. Currently, it's a Taqueria Molorion. It's one of our favorite local restaurants to go to. But they since took down the sign, and I believe it's being restored and is going to be part of the sign museum over at Ace Sign Company.
I have seen it there, the NPR Illinois, the member station of the 21st, actually had a station event there late last year, and the sign does look very nice. So, Brian, I understand Bottom Bracket is with a label out of Champaign. Is that?
Rat King Records, friends of mine, put out their record for them, being released on vinyl, CD, and cassette. So that was one. I picked that because that was one of the first shows that we had to cancel, unfortunately, was the big release show for that record there. So quite an interesting time for a band to be putting out. Really, it's their debut full-length record, and there's been a lot of buildup leading up to this. They've been working really hard to put this record out, and now we're in a pandemic and they can't play shows or tour or anything like that around it. So we have plenty of copies in the store though.
Okay. If you're just joining us, we're talking summer music recommendations with Brian Galecki, owner of Dumb Records in Springfield, and also Christine Palin, who is a performer and a board member of Girls Rock CU. We've also had some listeners tweet recommendations to us at 21ST Show. That's at 21st Show. John on Twitter says, "My favorite song written in the COVID era has been the very mellow Tell Your Friends by the Belleville-born Chicago-based band Wilco. Listening to lots of other slow and quiet songs this summer as well." Christine, we're going to go from Central Illinois to France now, I think, with your next recommendation from an artist called Christine and the Queens. You mentioned that their album came out earlier this year, pre-pandemic, but you got your vinyl copy and it's been on repeat?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is a stage name of a French pop musician, Eloise Letissier. And she, in particular, in relation to COVID, you know, she's planning to do a bunch of promotion for this album. It came out right before everything hit, and then she kind of pivoted to doing a lot of really cool stuff on Instagram, all these Instagram lives and Q&As and performances in her apartment. And so this EP and this song in particular has really been with me through a lot of this time. So it means a lot to me.
I took one adult education course in French, and so I think I'm going to have you pronounce the name of the song again, because it sounds like you speak French pretty well.
So the song's called Je disparais dans tes bras.
All right, let's take a listen.
Conséquence, je saigne déjà.
Brian, this next artist is also from the Springfield area, and she's one of the group of young women very involved with organizing some of the protests and rallies earlier this month. What can you tell us about her and her music?
This would be Nikila Henderson, and she's just blown me away. Her and a group of other young adults really took charge in organizing a lot of the protests and rallies that were being held at the start of this month. And I opened up our space. It's kind of unfortunate right now we can't hold events or anything, but I wanted to be available in any way I could. So we were able to offer our space as a meeting space for their kind of newly formed group called the Black People Party of America. And Nikila goes by the performance name of King. She performed here before, and as soon as we're able to do shows again, I would love for her. She's pretty eager to start setting up performances herself and everything. So definitely one of the first shows whenever that can be, whenever we come back, I would love to have her organize something. But, she kind of blew me away because like they're having such a busy time right now. She met with the governor and, Senator Durbin, and all this stuff is happening, and somehow amidst all that, she's releasing new music too.
All right, well, let's take a listen to a clip from the artist King.
Nah, I gotta understand, can't never let that pain get you king.
Christine, your next summer song recommendation you described as one of the catchiest songs of 2013 by a band called Sad 13.
I think I meant 2020 because it
didn't Okay. typo in my script here, but that's fine. So tell me about Sad 13 in 2020.
Yeah, so Sad 13 is the solo project of Sadie Dupree, who is the guitarist, vocalist, and primary songwriter in the band Speedy Ortiz. They're an indie rock, alt rock band that's been around since 2013. I think that's when their first full length record came out. And yeah, this is the first single off of her upcoming solo album. And it's just, Sadie's one of my favorite contemporary songwriters and lyricists. And this song has like everything for it for me. Sarah from Illuminati Hotties produced it. Zoe Brecker, who's an amazing drummer, is drumming on it. Audrey Z. Whitesides, who's an amazing bassist, is playing bass on it. And it's just like a dream team and a wonderful, extremely catchy song. And came out mid-May and it got me really excited for summer. So that's why I picked it.
I feel like I aged 10 years between the moment when I said Sad 13 and you pointed out that it's pronounced Sadie. So let's hear a little bit of Sadie's song, WTD. And Christine, what draws you into a song like that?
For me, one of my favorite aspects of that song in particular is that it's a rock song with just incredible pop sensibilities and just catchy hooks. I just love a good chorus, and that has a great chorus. And so yeah, what I really love about Sadie in particular is her way of incorporating like pop sensibilities into rock music.
And just more broadly, what makes a good summer song for you? Is it those same characteristics?
For me, it's something I can imagine listening to in the car with the windows down. And nice. That one I can imagine for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a pretty safe thing to do driving around.
Yeah,
by
it's about all
with
we can
the
do.
Windows down. Yeah. Brian, what about you? What makes a good summer song for you?
Oh, I guess I'd have to go with the same, really. Yeah. I love listening stuff with the windows down or riding your bike, you know, out in the open fields or something with headphones on. It's always a good summer vibe.
And no people around, I guess. We also had another tweet from somebody going by Malin181 who says, Levels is one of my favorite bands right now. Last September, they released this song called A Place. It puts me right in a summer mood. I enjoy being able to actually listen to it during the summer this year. Brian, last song from you is actually from the 70s. It's one of your recommendations called Summer.
Yeah, I had to grab one that was just, you know, very related to summer. So
yeah, so
and,
this
and
is,
I grabbed an older one too.
So this is by a band called Octopus. How'd you discover this?
Just a more recent discovery there. I'm always on the lookout for 60s or 70s bands that I never would have found otherwise, and it was just like through some blog on the internet or something like that that I kind of stumbled across. I thought the artwork looked really cool, and it was from 1969, and I ended up really loving this album. I am on the hunt for a copy on vinyl now. It's called nice. Restless Nights is the name of the album.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to Summer. All right, that is, again, Summer by a band called Octopus, and that was a recommendation of Brian Galecki, owner of Dumb Records in Springfield. Brian, thanks for sharing some of your recommendations with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we've also been speaking with Christine Palin, who's a show promoter and a performer and a board member of Girls Rock CU. Christine, thank you for sharing some of your recommendations with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we want to mention that tomorrow we are going to be working, we're working on a segment. Want to know what comes to mind when you see Aunt Jemima or hear that Illinois-based Quaker Oats says it is discontinuing that brand. Tomorrow we're going to be looking at racial stereotypes in branding. We want to hear from you. Send us an email or send a voice memo to talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. You can also tweet us at 21st Show. Our program is produced by Libby Foster, Anna Casey, and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpesson's our engagement producer, and our intern is Zaini Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.